Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. And this morning we have with us Paul Murfin, who is the Vice President of Sales at Armstrong World Industries. Paul, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. Thank you. How are you, Kim?
I'm good. Thanks for agreeing to be with us. And it's a good way to start the week here on this Monday.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons I wanted to get you to be with an interview with us is because we saw your news late last week that you guys, after a four-year absence, have agreed to participate in the Surfaces Trade Show in Las Vegas. Tell me what motivated that.
Well, perhaps a little bit of a clarification, first of all.
Okay.
Armstrong, rightly or wrongly, has attended the Las Vegas event for a number of years now. But what we have done is held an off-site meeting and invited individual retailers to meet with us. And this year an opportunity presented itself where we could actually host an event in conjunction with Surfaces. So we are not actually on the showroom floor. We are in a product showcase area.
Okay.
And what that enabled us to do was to continue with that type of activity. And in actual fact, what we will be doing is opening up to the public on, I think it's Wednesday afternoon, February the 4th, and also all day Thursday, February the 5th. So a little bit of a clarification there. We're not sort of coming back to Surfaces.
All right.
We are hosting the same event that we've had for a number of years, but we're doing it at the Sands Exhibition Center.
Okay. That was a little misleading. What we got from Hanley Wood was a little misleading. So you're not going to have actually showroom space, but you'll be involved with the show in one way or another.
Well, what Hanley Wood has done this year is they've offered a few areas that they call this product showcase. I believe it's in the area, if you walk from the hotel to the exhibition floor, it's in that general vicinity. And to the extent that this was clearly much more convenient for customers rather than going to an adjacent hotel to meet us on site, we decided to take advantage of that option. We'll just be open to the public, if you like, or to all retailers on it's the afternoon of the 4th and all day on the 5th.
Okay. All right, well, Paul, while I have you, I think it'd be a great opportunity for our listeners just to get a quick update on what's been going on with Armstrong World Industries. For those that may not know, Paul's actually in charge of sales for both the residential and the commercial side of the business. Everybody knows this is a tough economy right now, but, you know, Armstrong's been able to hold its own. Actually, just to give, and correct me if I'm wrong, but the company is somewhere around $1.8 billion in sales, and you're definitely the major U.S. leader in hardwood sales. It's 700 plus million, and you're also the leader in resilience, well over 700 million there, and then you obviously have a good laminate business. So tell us, you know, with this current economic situation, you've actually seen a couple of silver linings, haven't you? I mean, I know your resilient business is up, isn't it?
Well, our resilient business, I would say, is solid.
Yeah.
We feel very good about, first of all, our commercial business is ahead year on year. I think, as I mentioned to you before we went live here, there are some unfortunate signs that the commercial market is slowing down a little bit. But at least through today, I can confidently tell you we like where our commercial business is. And on the residential side, a couple of interesting signs. First of all, our laminate business is very, very strong. Which is really driven by some new products that we brought out about a year ago. You may be familiar with our fine finish products, Grand Illusions and Park Avenue.
Yes.
So we like what's going on in laminate. And then I think on the resilient side of the house, whether it's in residential sheet goods or also residential tile, for some reason there seems to have been a shift back towards these products, and as a result our business, at least relative to the market, has been extremely strong indeed. I think that's also been driven by some increased activity in the property management sector as well. So, you know, in a tough year, which I think everybody is experiencing, we feel reasonably good about what's going on, at least in those segments.
Well, tell me about one of the products that you rolled out last year at Greenbuild was this migrations product, which has, I guess, a little bit of a corn-based component in it. How's that product doing?
We like migrations. It was very well received by the marketplace. Obviously, with the green movement, especially on the commercial side of the house, it really is a tremendous story to the end user and A&D community. We did run into a minor technical glitch on that in the last, I would say, 60 days, but we're on the verge of fixing that and anticipate that that product will be moving forward full force in before the end of the year. So I think hopefully it's a sign of one of the areas that we are starting to show some leadership on the environmental side of the business.
Okay. Now, you know, before we got on the interview this morning, I looked at your stock, which is traded in the symbols AWI. And I mean, you know, it's had a range of, I guess, a 52-week high of 45. And like all stock right now, it has suffered with, you know, what's going on with the whole stock market and is traded below that. But actually, your stock price, even if we weren't in this current market dip, major dip, is not really reflective of the performance of the company because, and I think it's interesting to point out, and maybe you can elaborate on this, two-thirds of your stock is owned by this trust, this litigation trust, so only one-third of it's openly traded. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. I mean, when Armstrong emerged from bankruptcy a couple of years ago now, two-thirds of the stock are owned by a trust that represents the asbestos litigants that essentially forced the company into bankruptcy in the first place. So at least from my uneducated opinion, I don't think as much of Armstrong's stock is traded as many other companies. When you look at our performance relative to those of our competitors, at least in this industry, and we sort of take a look at our numbers and say, how did we do relative to those companies? Year to date, anyway, we feel very good about the performance of the business and still feel very bullish about the opportunity that we have within the industry we're in. Again, within a very, very difficult market.
Yeah, so to mirror what you're saying, I mean, the whole market is down, but you're still a very strong. I mean, if you look at the whole flooring business, you're the number three player in U.S. You know, from a total revenue perspective and a major player. Let's look forward for a minute as we look in the all the brilliant minds up there and that LEED Platinum headquarters of yours. What are they saying as far as when we're going to see a rosier picture on the residential side of the business?
Well, unfortunately, Kemp, we don't feel very bullish about that. We actually feel like we're going to get very little help from the economy, at least until 2010. Looking at the housing business, there are no positive signs there, and we actually see that shrinking again in 2009. That's new home construction. The commercial side area of the business, which as I mentioned earlier, has been very positive for the last 2 to 3 years. There are some unfortunate signs, at least in the public sector, that spending is going down, and so there would be indications that the commercial side is now starting to catch a cold, largely as a result of what's happening residentially. And so when you add everything together, the bit you really don't know about is consumer confidence. And at least in the short term, it certainly doesn't feel like that's very good either.
No.
So when you add all of those things together, I'm afraid that, you know, the challenge going into 2009 is we can't rely on the marketplace. We have to rely on ourselves. And this is very much an environment where we have to think about share rather than organic growth, shall we say.
Mm-hmm. Well, there are a couple indications that I'm hoping that's hopefully sooner than later on this recovery. Greenspan, I think on Friday, was quoted as saying he saw the housing market perhaps starting to recover in mid-09. I hope he's right. He's been right around some things. And also on the commercial side of the business, you know, when you consider Armstrong, healthcare is going to continue to be strong. I know that's a sector you're strong in, and hopefully education will continue to be strong. That's another sector where you're strong. So,
yep, we certainly like the healthcare market. Education, I would say, on the higher education, and we would still hope that that remains strong. Public education, specifically schools, there are some real signs that that may be slowing down. So, you know, just going into next year, I guess the point is we're not relying on the economy helping us. We've got to rely on ourselves.
All right. Let me ask you, Paul, before we run out of time. I obviously speak funny because I'm from south of Mason-Dixon line. You also have a bit of an accent. Can you give me a little background about that?
Well, I was originally from England. I moved here 21 years ago, and I've been in various capacities in the industry in commercial flooring, residential flooring, distribution and manufacturing. So
okay.
I'm one of those industry old-timers now, I'm afraid.
All right. So you came over from England, and how long have you been with Armstrong?
I've been with Armstrong over 3 years now, about 3.5 years.
Okay.
And then prior to that, I was with BOU of America.
All right. So you obviously came over in the middle of the Chapter 11 restructuring and knew that eventually that would solve itself.
Oh, no. I moved over from Britain a long time before Armstrong ever went into bankruptcy. So I guess I was an observer when Armstrong went into bankruptcy, mm-hmm. and I joined the company during the time that it was involved in that period, and have seen the company emerge, and I'm delighted to say we're a much stronger company today than we were.
Oh, I got to admit, Paul, I actually traveled up to Lancaster and for the first time since I've been in this position, and saw your headquarters there, and it's probably the most impressive, in the flooring category, it's the most impressive headquarters in the business.
Yes, well, that's the same thing that happened to me. It's dangerous when you come up here to visit. You end up wanting to work for this place.
Well, I appreciate you spending time with our listeners this morning. We've been talking to Paul Murfin, who's Vice President of Sales for Armstrong World Industries, and I'm Kemp Haar with FloridaDaily.net.